Presenting the committee's report on the 2013 budget, Janda said while some legislators had abused the fund, most had used it for capital projects.
Please, Madam Speaker, through you, I want to appeal to the minister to say this is the fairest way. Yes, admittedly, there might be some people there and there, but to the extent if you go to other constituencies, this $50,000 did a lot of work.
Janda expressed worry over Treasury's failure to disburse CDF money in 2011 and 2012, despite making provisions in the budget. Several legislators are under investigation for abusing the fund, which was launched in 2010. Under the scheme, each of the 210 legislators in the lower house of parliament receives $50,000 for development projects in their areas. Janda said he was concerned by the deindustrialization that is taking place around the country, urging government to come up with policy measures that will support the budget in reviving industry. Janda said there is no deliberate marginalization of companies, adding it is unfair for government to let only companies in Bulawayo access money under the Distressed Industry and Marginalized Areas Fund, or DIMAF.
Madam Speaker, I think it is wrong to note that the companies which are closing are only in Bulawayo. Companies are closing all over the country, in Mutare, in Gweru, in Harare, in Chinoy. So to think that companies are only closed in specific areas, I think it's not fair. In accessing these funds, I think the committee recommends that we need more disclosures on the facility with respect to the beneficiaries.
Government set up the 40 million DIMA fund last year to resuscitate struggling companies in Bulawayo. Finance Minister Tendai Biti announced in his 2013 budget that more money will be put in the fund, but was worried that it's not being fully utilized. Janda said the country's budget is too small to address a host of problems the country faces, and measures must be taken to boost the revenues.
The committee's observation and recommendations relate mainly to policy measures that should accompany the budget in an attempt to promote local productivity, to reduce the balance of trade, to increase investment flows, to reduce the company closures, to create jobs, and ultimately to increase revenue collection base.
Finance Minister Tendai Biti presented a 3.8 billion national budget on 15 November, and Parliament started debating it today. Both houses of Parliament are expected to pass the budget this week before breaking for Christmas. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.